On October 24th, 1929, a crisis struck America. Lives of the common people, farmers, industrialists, and virtually every country in the world were devastated due to the crash of the stock market, which lit the fire and led to the utter destruction of the Great Depression. The torturous Great Depression lasted for a decade, simultaneously occurring with the Dust Bowl, which occurred from 1930 to 1936. The Dust Bowl affected 100 million acres that centered around Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Colorado, and Kansas. By 1930, 4 million Americans looking for work could not find it. That number had risen to 6 million in 1931. 16 million shares of stock were traded, making the industrial index drop 43 points, or nearly 10%. Stocks became practically worthless.
Although October 1929 might have been the most visible sign of the crisis, there were other earlier beginnings and causes. It wasn't shocking that it occurred. It was shocking that it was so severe for so long. The first factor includes a lack of diversification in the American economy in the 1920s. Prosperity depended on only a few basic industries like construction and automobiles. Second, the maldistribution of purchasing power, and as a result of weakness, the consumer demand. Industrial and agricultural production increased, and so the proportions of the profits going to the consumers was small. Third, the credit structure of the economy. Farmers were deeply in debt. Crop prices were too low, which caused them to be unable to pay off what they owed. Small banks were in trouble because their consumers couldn't pay off the loans as well as larger banks could. Some of the bigger banks invested heavily in the stock market and made unwise loans and were hurt when the Depression hit. Fourth, the America's position and international trade in the 1920s. Europeans' demands for American goods declined because of global factors. These factors were industrial and agricultural European growth. Europe was being destabilized by international debt that emerged after World War I. And lastly, the debt structure. After the war, European nations had been allied with the United States and owed a lot of money to America. That was too large to be repaid out of the shattered economies.
Today, we brought in Caroline Henderson. She was a graduate from Mount Holyoke College. She grew up on an Iowa farm. She had a dream of farming on the frontier, so she established a quarter section on the High Plains in Oklahoma. Caroline is here today to share her experiences with the Dust Bowl and how it changed her life forever.
Caroline, do you mind if we ask you a few questions?
Not at all.
How did your childhood dream play out in moving to Oklahoma?
Well, when I was just a little girl, I always dreamed about living on the frontier. After almost dying from a deadly disease, I knew I had to live out my dream. Once I met the love of my life, he inspired me to fulfill my destiny, or should I say, manifest destiny.
How are the farms in Oklahoma different from the farms you grew up with in Iowa?
The farms I moved on to in Oklahoma, they were my dream, even if they weren't everyone else's. The farming land, although wonderful, they were extra expensive and extra parched. Due to the arid climate, the agricultural prices went up, and many of my friends couldn't afford it. But thanks to my prosperous husband, we were able to work it out.
We can work this out.
How did the Dust Bowl affect your farm?
Ma'am, my chicken's wings were blown off. The cow's milk was muggy and brown, and our windmill blew clean off. Every time I went outside when I tried to breathe, my nostrils clogged up. I became depressed when I couldn't look out the window because it was so musty dusty. Everything was dead, brown, dirty, dusty, and dry as the Sahara Desert. Girl, let me tell you, one day I went outside and it was so dry a tumbleweed knocked me clean over. Needless to say, all crops were dead as a doornail, and life was miserable.
How did you get through the Dust Bowl?
Well, I just held on to my faith, my family, and my dreams.
I have a dream.
How did the Great Depression impact you?
Honey, you don't even know how hard it was to get anything that we needed for the farm. Market shut down and ain't nobody got no money because that stock market went and crashed on us. There was so much starvation, disease, and so many people didn't leave to see the other side. There was no jobs and therefore no pay.
Was there anything good that came out of the Great Depression?
The sense of community that the Great Depression created was unlike anything I have ever seen. All those suffering people joined together and shared the resources that they had.
Thank you so much, Caroline, for answering a few of our questions.